The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Curry and Claypo. We do a show every single week on Facebook because we have a lot of people that love us on Facebook. So we do our show here, and we're going to be on Fox 6 coming up here up at 9:30 this morning. You had an interesting survey that came out. I'm going to let you talk about the survey first, and then we'll talk about the intricacies of that particular survey. It's not a new survey. It's nothing new to this world we live in.
Well, the survey is new.
But the survey is interesting enough. But it's about the working woman and how things change at the home.
So it's from the Pew Research Center. They just did this survey, and they were looking at households and the number of couples who, you know, one person worked, both people worked, male worked, female worked, who earned more, did they earn the same, all that kind of stuff. And then they were also looking simultaneously at for the person, what else were people doing when it came to household duties, non-work related, and leisure time.
Okay.
And the reason that they were interested in this is more and more women are working continually. Although I was looking at this number, in 29% of the marriages today, both spouses earn about, this was the other thing, they were looking at earnings, not just working, but earnings. It says 29% of marriages today, both spouses earn about the same amount of money. Just over half of marriages today, 55%, have a husband who's the primary breadwinner, and 16% have where the female is the primary breadwinner. So it's not just working, but it's how much. And then they classify these into what's called sort of primary versus what they're calling egalitarian, where the couple, they both work and they make about the same.
Okay.
And what they found, which puts the smile on my face, but it ain't funny, is when in a relationship where the woman works as much as the male and makes as much as the male, the woman still spends far more time than the male on household, non-work related things.
Okay.
Kid care, errands, all those kinds of things. And what they also found was, when they asked the question, okay, that's happening, what is the guy doing?
Yeah.
Because he spends less time. He's increasing his time in leisure activities.
Okay.
You don't have a problem? Do you have a problem with that?
No, I'm not someone saying, okay.
Right.
And does the survey say she's pissed off about that? Is she saying it's not fair?
No.
Is it breaking up marriages? What's the
well, problem? What they're saying is that it is.
So a lot of guys would say, if she's going to let me play golf every Saturday, I'm going to play golf.
Well, yeah, there's two challenges here. Number one, the question becomes, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Because again, forget gender. And this is the way I would say it. If you and I are married,
yeah,
and we're both working. Mm-hmm. And we're both earning about the same, working the same amount of hours. And I say, I'm gonna go play golf. I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends. I'm gonna need you to do this percentage of the household stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's more than my stuff.
Okay, so we always talk about what's the most important part of any relationship.
What?
Communication, right?
Yes.
So we have our roles.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, we do.
There are things that I do much better than
absolutely.
My wife does.
Yes.
There's things that my wife does a lot better than I do.
Absolutely.
In my particular case, during my marriage, I did the man things. I cut the grass. I was the provider.
That's
she
fine.
Stayed at home.
And we
agreed to that.
Said, but that's different. That's not what this research is getting at.
I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we always talk about, if you want more sex, what do? Do the dishes. You know, do something extra. And that's right. Stupid, ridiculous, because you shouldn't have to do dishes in order to be more than
a little. I told Jules about that. She's like, that ain't going to work.
But I will use a little bit of a Friends analogy here in the episode where Chandler cleaned the apartment because he was trying to do the right thing. And what happened? Monica came in and about blew a gasket because she was a control freak and that was her thing. Despite the fact she's burned out, working her ass off, she was the cleaner. She liked doing those type of things. I think that, and this is outside of a generational thing. Back in our generation, the man worked, the wife stayed home. That's the way it was, and that's the way it's always going to be back in that generation. I think there's a lot more guys now, that are more involved, not only in household chores, but in their children's lives, and in their marriage.
So, absolutely.
With that being said, I do think, depending on, are you talking about a woman who was the household, that was her job for 14, 15 years, and all of a sudden decided to go work? All of a sudden, she's like, okay, the kids are self-sufficient. Now I want to go do something for myself.
Yeah, but you're going, I know you're going beyond it, but if you...
But my point is say she starts working a lot more.
To the point where she's working as much as you and
if
making as much.
If you're the husband and you're like, well, who's going to make dinner? Then you're a dumbass.
Yes. Right.
You need to make dinner.
Right.
Well, my underwear aren't clean. Well, go do your underwear.
But that's what's interesting about...
Because your life has changed and it's changing my life. And that's where a lot of marriages start to fall apart.
But that's what's interesting about this study is you would say that. But how many, I would say that.
And I will say this. How many women, first of all, are they complaining? Are they saying, you know what? I'm making just as much as my husband.
No, it's not complaining. And this is the problem. For a lot of women, there is a self-imposed expectation.
Yes.
That
self-imposed.
But culturally determined, but yes, at the individual level, self-imposed, that if I am going to work, I need to do great at my job, just like anybody else, but I also need to be great at all the things at home.
Agreed.
To the point where women will burn out, become depressed, etc., because if you're working that much, and you cannot do both. You can't do all of both. But unlike men who will say, I'm working this much, I'm not able to do this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's socially appropriate for men. Mm-hmm. For women, it is a whole different dynamic, not just coming from the men, coming from women. And I know this because I am married to someone who works, and you talk to any woman who works, there is the side eye that comes from women who stay home.
Yeah.
Oh, who's going to take care of your kids? Oh, you're not taking care of your kids. And the instant question for most women who work would be, well, I'm sorry, why not the husband take care of the kids? Mm-hmm. Well, because it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. And so what this research is showing is that even though women are going to the workplace, the home duties are still unequal.
And you just said the word self-imposed.
Absolutely. And I totally agree.
I think a lot of women feel like that it is their responsibility. They brought that child into the world and they raised that child and they still want to be part of those things. I know the whole thing where the guy does the laundry but he does it wrong just so he doesn't have to do it again. I'm not going that route.
No,
but I do think a lot of guys, if a woman would say, listen, I'm up to my neck in this and I need some help here, most guys would be willing to help.
No, not most. Not by this research. I'm telling you, you would do it.
Well, that's
you would do it and people we know would do it, but there's a lot of guys. There are a lot of guys who would say, look, that's not my role.
What's really unfortunate is a lot of guys would probably go, you know what? Go hire a babysitter. Rather than spend more time with their kids, they'd say, we're making enough money, then we can get a nanny.
Yes. Well, they do. They do.
I'm not giving up my leisure. Which is super sad. My biggest part of this thing is I think there's a lot of women that aren't willing to give up that control, and they burn out through it, and then they want to blame somebody for it. And I'm like, I'm working my ass off. I'm making dinner. I'm doing everything. And I'm working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And the guy's like, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to do what I want to do. But you're not willing to let go of that control.
No,
and I see that a lot, too.
Yes, but that's out there. But yes. But the supermom, if you're married to a supermom, part of your job is to help her cut that shit out. That's part of your job. And a lot of guys are like, well, you know, she likes to do this. You know, she feels like bullshit. If your wife comes home and is working as much as you and is making as much as you and is running around like a crazy person to be the perfect parent, and you're sitting there and the guy watching it and she's exhausted, etc., you know what your job is to sit her ass down and say, this is not good for you, this is not healthy for you, I know that people are judging, but you know what, there are a lot of guys who kind of go,
that is easier said than done, my friend. It is easier said
yeah,
than done.
I understand
you're talking
that.
To a guy that went through.
No, I understand that. But I'll tell you where they end up the other piece. I'll tell you where they end up in the other piece. They end up at the psychologist, like my wife. Mm-hmm. And my wife's saying the same thing. And this is why I think it's a larger, it's not just a guy thing. It is this socially determined thing. Like I said, the women who don't work are side-eyed at the women who work.
Yeah.
And you cannot work full time and be, first of all, just in the large thing, you can't be perfect in any of it.
Yeah.
And who the hell says you have to be perfect?
Yeah.
That's the first red flag.
Yeah.
The second is, if you're doing this, what you're saying is, this is how I want to be.
Yeah. And I think it's okay. And this is what I meant by roles. It's all right to sit. We do it with our children. What do our kids got? In order to get your allowance, what do you got to do?
Chores.
You got to do your chores.
Mm-hmm.
There is no problem with a man and a woman after 15 years of marriage and life changes. She's working a little bit more. You're working a little less. You're going between jobs, whatever.
Fine, yeah.
You want to continue to play your golf every Saturday. I want to have my six and strokes with these other girls. You sit down and go, okay, listen, here are the things that need to be done every single. We do a budget every month. Yes. Here are the things that need to be done every week.
Yes.
Okay? We have Bobby's practice on this. We got ballet on this day. We got this. Okay. What parts are you going to take?
Yes.
And you sit down and go, okay, I'm making dinner on Tuesday because you're
but
not
But that's the healthy,
dinner.
Yes, that's how it
and
should
you
be.
You sit down and that is your responsibility.
But if everybody did that,
this
survey would not turn out the way that it did.
I know.
That's what's interesting about the survey because you look at it, people like you and I look at it and go, well, that's crazy.
Men are stupid because we think that if things were done a certain way for a long period of time, this is the way it is.
Right.
She's always made dinner. Well, because I can't cook.
Well, and then
I can't cook. She's a better cook. And whenever I cook, you know, I have to go out and buy dinner or whatever.
Well, and then in a larger sense, society has said, male as well, has said, if you're a woman, you really need to be good at doing household things. Oh, you've got into work? Because I see this all the time. You got into work. Well, if you want to be part of this organization, you know, we go out and play golf. We stay late. We stay late and work extra hours.
Yeah.
Don't go. You can't. I mean, you can go home if you want. Now you're less at work. So we get women in this double bind position where they're trying to be the best at work and they're trying to be the best at home. And again, what I'm saying is that on the surface, that's ridiculous. But it is a reality. And if you don't address it in a woman who's in this situation, they will burn out. They will become depressed. They won't do as good at work and they won't be as good at home.
The biggest question is how the hell are we going to talk about this in 6 minutes on Clock 6? We'll do it at 9:35. Tune into Fox 6 this morning, and we'll tackle this thing.
Nice.
This sounds like a.
I'm gonna have to get my thoughts together.
Yeah, this sounds like a.
Well, we're not gonna say much.
This sounds like a woman's problem. I mean, I mean that by the. If that's the case,
It is a both problem.
Yeah, but yeah, it is a both problem because when it's a woman's problem, it's a man's problem.
Right.
But you don't see any guys in that survey going, I'm burned out because I'm doing too much around the house. It's a woman's problem. And I don't mean a woman's problem like you handle it. I'm talking about
because of the expectation.
Yeah.
Self-imposed and societal imposed.
And I think a lot of women put that on themselves.
Not because society says you should.
Yeah.
Their mom said they should.
Mm-hmm.
Their grandmother said they should.
And like I said,
their grandfathers and their dad said they should.
All right, so you put your foot down. That's your problem. It's a woman's problem. Then she needs to go, you know what? I'm burned out. I can't do this anymore.
Well, right. And absolutely.
And a guy, let's be honest.
Yes. This is like,
this is super funny. A guy's going to sit down and say, honey, let me do more work for you so you can. So
this is
happy.
The problem. And she's going to say.
Because most guys are going to go, I'm going to check the mailbox. I think I need to. Didn't you just cut the grass yesterday? Yes.
Yes.
You'll cut the grass.
Exactly. Exactly. Just because you cut the grass twice a week, that's not helping with household chores.
Good morning, Peggy Bonfield and Jimmy Lane. Good morning to you. JD Lyons also checking in. All right, we'll be on Fox 6 this morning. We are going to have a woman for our segment, right?
Yeah, someone's about to get married.
I'm just going to be quiet. Oh, she needs to sit down. Talk about your religious affiliation. Talk about who's going to take care of the homework. How many kids you're going to have. And
we're going to have somebody. Lyndon is a full-time professional.
Yeah.
As is her husband-to-be.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to get spicy.
Fox 6 in just a few minutes right here. Thanks for watching Curry and Claypool.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.